Thank you, Sammy. Okay, final question. This will be for all of you, and we'll start off with Lydia. Given Carrboro has nearly completed the new bike connections plan, and the towns have designated Sewell School Road for bike lane funding, what is your view about visiting the controversial proposal to pave along Bullen Creek, and why? And you'll have 90 seconds to respond.
Thank you. Well, we have tried the last couple of years to submit the project of having a side path along Sewell School Road for a bike connection to Northern Carrboro. I have said for many years, since the bicycle plan came out in 2009, that I would like to see some kind of a way to get through the forest from the northern part of Carrboro to Carrboro Central. I'm not wedded to that being along the creek, as we saw in the plan. I think there are a lot of creative ways we could have some kind of a path through the woods that could be non-paved, it could be platformed, it could be, you know, it could be built a lot of different ways. There's different connections, there's private landowners we'd have to work with. But as someone who lives north of Homestead, who, you know, my two choices to get to town are to ride down Sewell School Road, but riding up Sewell School Road is terrible. Or to go cobblestone, which I have been using lately, and that's a really nice extra connection. But I would like to see some kind of a way to go through the forest. Now, if that's a side path along the forest, or if that's somewhere else through there, I think there's a way that we could get it done, and I think it would be a great amenity for those of us that live in Northern Carrboro to be able to get to town easily.
Thank you, and now we're just going to start with Steve and go around that way. You want to repeat the question? Okay.
So one of the motivations for me to run was the lack of understanding from people in my neighborhood. I live down near Berry Hill, and there's a plan to put a path along the creek where we live. And it was roundly rejected by the neighbors in my area. And that was one of the reasons that a lot of people in my neighborhood asked me to run. Because they did not want to see a path go through their woods and impact their way of life. I, through this process, came to know what Bullen Creek wants and what they stand for, and I would have to take the same approach to that waterway as well.
Okay, thank you. Susan?
I too would be opposed to paving in the Bullen Creek Forest. And for two reasons. One is the Bullen Creek Forest, 425 acres, absolutely beautiful forested area. I think it really defines Carrboro in so many ways. It's very rich in wildlife. It of course has, it can act as a carbon sink with all of the trees. And also it feeds into Jordan Lake, which provides water for about 500,000 people, I believe. So it has all of these very important environmental qualities. And at the same time, another reason would be the cost of paving. I see what happens with the Chapel Hill portion of Bullen Creek, of the paved path in Bullen Creek. And I just, it seems like the maintenance cost are so high that I worry what that would mean to Carrboro should we go down this road. That said, I don't want to close the door on looking at some kind of pervious surface. And I know Damon has talked about this and maybe some others, something similar to what they're using in botanical gardens. But I would want to learn more about that before I made the decision.
Thank you. Sam?
Thank you. So ever since our Greenways plan was approved, or I should say, the day our Greenways plan was approved, I was the swing vote that asked that we pull out phases 3 and 4 so that those could be looked at. Obviously, the community was split on what to do with those two. And my understanding and what I had said at the time was that we would have a community conversation about those sections. It's been 10 years and we haven't had that, and it's been festering as this problem that has split our community. And so I've been pushing for us to have that conversation. And so coming out into the summer, we directed staff to open this conversation up for us to put all the pros and cons for doing this path, and like I mentioned previously, looking at alternatives to it that may make more sense if we're thinking of it, for example, on climate terms, maybe a bike boulevard that is parallel and serving the same places and connecting the same places would make more sense. So I continue to be consistent on us needing to have the conversation, putting everything on the table, and thereafter having the conversation with the community and making a decision about it from there. Same question.
Thank you, Charlie. So I haven't taken and I don't hold a firm position on whether there should be or what it would look like if there were some kind of improved path along Bowman Creek to replace the very informal path that is there now. What I do feel and think is very important is that not just for Bowman Creek but for all of our surface waters, we avoid exacerbating flooding and we avoid causing further harm to ecologically distressed areas, areas that are already ecologically distressed. And that is why, you know, I mentioned earlier the work that we need to be doing along Morgan Creek, the work that we need to be doing in the Toms Creek watershed, and the work that we need to do along restoration work we need to do along Bowman Creek. You know, I think for me, and Sammy mentioned the decision in 2009, that was a little bit before my time on the board, that decision, as Sammy said, was that there was not going to be any further decision made about the future of phases 3 and 4 of the Bowman Creek concept plan until there had been further conversation in the community. And we haven't gotten there. There have been some halting efforts to try to get there, as some of you know, but we haven't done it. And you know, it's gotten to the point where we almost can't even have the conversation sometimes. I think some of you have witnessed that. Just last week, I had people telling me, as recently as last week, that these are people who have lived in Carbo for 30, 40 years or more, who don't even want to participate in talking about Bowman Creek anymore because the conversation has become so polarized and so toxic. I was told that just last week by yet another person who's lived here for a very long time. So I think our responsibility is to get Carbo closer to a place where we can have a healthier conversation about Bowman Creek and our other surface waters, how to improve the conditions there now, which are not great in a lot of places, and how to prevent causing further damage in the future.
Okay, I want to thank